This goes to Dr. Caitlin, K-A-I-T-L-Y-N-N, Frank, F-R-A-N-K-E. Fax 616-754-9883 regarding Alice Rux, R-U-X, date of birth 7/23/1935. Dear Dr. Frank, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mrs. Rux with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, dysmetabolic syndrome, and hypertension. Her last visit was October 24th of 2022. Her weight is stable. She's still having some left ear discomfort, which she was having 6 months ago, and she is unable to hear out of that left ear, even with the hearing aid. So she will be following up with you for further evaluation. She has not had any hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. And no edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight low-dose lisinopril, 5 milligrams daily. Also, hydralazine is 50 milligrams, 3 times a day, in addition to her other routine medications. Physical exam, weight 142 pounds. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 138 over 74. Pulse 65, and oxygen saturation was 98% on room air. Left tympanic membrane appears to have either a scarred area or a white patch over the tympanic membrane. Maybe that is the source of her discomfort, and difficult to say. But she does have excessive cerumen on the canal walls also. Neck is supple. There's no lymphadenopathy or jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, no ascites, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 12th of 2023. Creatinine is stable at 1.27. Estimated GFR is 41. Calcium 9.4. Albumin is 4.1. Electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus 3.0, hemoglobin 13.4 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no progression of disease, no symptoms. We will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. 2, hypertension, near to goal, all routine medications will be continued. 3, dysmetabolic syndrome. The patient is following a diabetic diet carefully. And 4, left ear discomfort. The patient will follow up with you for further evaluation of the left ear pain and hearing loss, or worsening of hearing loss. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.